Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Amen. What a spirit of God in the place. Amen. I'm always thankful when God shows up. Anybody thankful when God's presence shows up? I'm excited about my brother in Christ, my covenant brother, being in town. And this is a mighty man of God. And I love to keep things simple. Anybody like to keep things simple in your life as much as possible? And I find that it's simple. Faith is simple when you keep it to what Jesus taught. Amen? You don't put a bunch of stuff on top of it. You don't put religion on top of it. You don't put unnecessary details and man's customs on top of it. One thing that I love about Pastor Andy is he keeps it simple. He keeps it straight with the gospel. It's the gospel message. It's the simple gospel truth. And he has such a passion, such a desire to see the mission of Jesus Christ accomplished. And every time we talk, we end up talking about souls coming to Christ. We talk about building the kingdom of God. And one thing that I can say about Pastors Andy and Rebecca is they just have a pure heart after God. And I love to keep it simple by keeping relationships around me that are aiming for the same thing I'm aiming for, which is just a pure chasing after God. I don't know about you, but I just want to chase after God and discover all that he has for me. And so today I want you just to welcome with an open heart Pastor Andy in a moment here. And his beautiful wife is with him, Pastor Rebecca. And they have a beautiful church called Supernatural Culture in Atlanta, Georgia, and they're just doing amazing things building the kingdom of God. But they took some time away from their church in Atlanta to come down and fellowship with us, hang out with Pastor Corinne and I, and bless our amazing family here at Hope United. Would you put your hands together and welcome Pastors Andy and Rebecca to Hope United today.
For having us. It is such an honor to be here with you this morning.
Amen.
You're looking good, girl.
I just wanted to say hi, y'all. Since I was there, I couldn't see most of y'all faces in the dark, semi-dark. But good morning. I'm so excited to be here with y'all. And we're so expectant for what God is going to do in this service, right? Amen.
We're expecting baby number 4
yes!
on the way. So we've been a little bit busy. Y'all don't mind us. Love you, girl. Looking fine, even 2 months pregnant. Yes. Good morning. It's so great to be at Hope again. Amen. Show of hands, how many of you were with us when we were here earlier this year? Show of hands. Didn't we have a cool time together? It was a lot of fun. And so I really, really enjoyed our time with Pastor Josh and Pastor Corinne. We love them. They're amazing, amazing, beautiful, precious, anointed, love, hearts full of the love of God. We enjoyed last night laughing and talking about kingdom and just, you know, our little inside jokes of open-mindedness and everything. So it was fun. And you guys are so blessed to have the pastors that you have. Amen. Could you just put your hands together and honor them? Amen. And I thank God so much for his natural parents and spiritual parents that happen to be our spiritual fathers as well, Apostle Sweeley and Prophet Sweeley as well. And we just honor their lives wherever they're watching us from, anywhere in the world, if they are connected right now. California, I believe, we just send them our love and our prayers, and we just bless God for their lives. Amen? Are you ready this morning? Okay. Your precious pastors have asked me to speak a message on becoming a millionaire overnight. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. You won't be hating on me if I bring that word, right? No. But I will tell you what I'm going to teach you can help activate countless blessings. All right? So I want you to go with me to Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, and that's where we're going to begin this morning. This is what the scripture says. And he will ruin by flattery those who do evil against the covenant. But the people, come on now, who know their God will be strong and will work. That's one translation. But I like this translation in King James that says, the people who do know their God shall do great exploits. All right? And so I want to talk to you today about the spirit of boldness. Lift up your hands, say, the spirit of boldness. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we present the word this morning before you, Daddy God, and we just pray that Jesus would be uplifted, that our spirits would be convicted and activated, and this will be more than a word. It will become something that we live, we practice, and we execute. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to talk to you about the spirit of boldness. You see, I think that boldness is a characteristic that only comes from heaven. And it's something that we need in every area of our lives. We need it. The Bible talks about coming boldly before the throne of grace for times of need, right? So in times of need, one of the things that unlocks a breakthrough in our lives is being bold enough to be able to believe God. We need boldness. You needed boldness to approach your wife and to present yourself, you know, to offer a date or what have you. It took boldness to have that breakthrough sitting next to you, all right? It took boldness, right, for you to be able to live maybe years with the same paycheck and to approach your boss and say, hey, I've been bringing this amount of income into the business. I think I deserve a pay raise. It takes boldness. It takes boldness to be able to go to school, be able to live in this generation and stand for your convictions and not bow down to the principles that God has in your word, in his word. It takes boldness. It takes boldness to be able to go out to a stranger and open your mouth and unapologetically speak your faith and your story so that people can receive Jesus Christ. It takes boldness. It takes boldness to be able to give your pitch why your business is better than anyone else's around, because your business will literally transform someone's life. It takes boldness. You see, if you want to see breakthrough in your life, there's a key ingredient that we must learn and we must tap into heaven's nature of boldness. Everybody say boldness. So the Bible says in Romans 1:16, so what I'm talking about boldness today, I'm talking about every area of our lives. I have a friend who's a multimillionaire, and she shares a story on how the moment she became a millionaire. And her story is pretty crazy. She was walking down the street, and the Holy Ghost told her, that's your house. And you're talking about a mansion now. This is crazy. It doesn't make sense. But in the kingdom of God, God will often do things that don't make sense. To be able, he will oftentimes offend your mind to reveal your heart. He will provoke you to get out of the boat and to walk on water. Come in here, somebody. And until you don't walk, you'll never see what God could do in your life. And so it's those that are in the boat criticizing, the ones that are falling are the ones that never achieve anything. You see? So often people criticize Peter for falling, but nobody else walked. Are you hearing me? I'd rather fall going forward than sitting on my rear end never knowing what God could have done in my life. Can you say amen? And so she's walking down the street, and the Holy Ghost tells her, that's your house. Can you believe it? She says, yes, Lord, I believe. She says, go knock on the door and tell him to give you the keys of the house. You're talking about a multi-million-dollar house now. She knocks on the door. She says, hi, my name is so-and-so, and the Lord told me to give me the keys to the house. This is my house. The Lord says, the lady says, honey, there's a lady here at the door saying that we need to give her the keys of our house. And what she didn't know is that the family was putting that house on the market to sell. And in the moment she stepped into that position of boldness, because I think boldness is also a place. It's a position, right? It's understanding whose I am and where I come from. from that place. See, whenever the Bible says to cast out devils in the name of Jesus, the word in the name means in the place of, standing in the nature of, standing in the authority of. When I say I come in the name of Jesus, I'm coming in the place, in the state, in the nature, in the authority, in the same power that he. So that's what it means to stand in that place. And boldness activates you into that place. When she was standing in front of the door, the word of the Lord came upon her. That's why it's important, those of you that move in the prophetic and in the supernatural, notice that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says word of knowledge. It doesn't say words, because oftentimes it would just be one word that will activate a prophetic flow. Come on here, somebody. It would take one impression, one act of faith that will unlock a river out of your life. Oftentimes, people don't see the boldness unlocked because they don't step out on the word or the impression or the vision or the thought. When you step out, the rest is going to flow. Everybody say flow. So she's out there and the impression comes. And the Lord says, you have not been able to have any children. But the Lord says, this time next year, you will be of child. And this word will come to pass and you will know that this word was from God. Well, guess what happened a year from now? She was pregnant after years of never being able to be pregnant. Guess what she did? Handed the keys over to this mansion. Come on, you need to give a hand to the Lord. Now, that's extreme, right? Crazy type of stuff. But that's how she became a millionaire. And from there, it was one word. Everybody say one word. Your one word, one vision, one idea from receiving the greatest breakthrough of your life. Look what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So I want you to see and break that down. See, he says, I'm not ashamed of the good news of Christ, because it's the power of God of salvation. Salvation means so much in the Greek. It means healing, deliverance, prosperity, protection, peace. It's all of this. So when we talk about boldness, we're not talking about boldness just to preach to souls who don't know Jesus. He's saying, I want you to have boldness so that you can experience healing. See, it took an act of boldness for a woman with an issue of blood to break through a crowd, get down and dirty, get filthy, and touch the hem of his garment. And her boldness activated virtue. Come on here, somebody. See, it took boldness for a widow woman to keep on knocking and say, give me justice. And the judge says, I'm tired. I can't handle this anymore. Give her what she wants. That kind of boldness. So I want you to see some characteristics in the nature of God. Go with me to Revelation 4. In Revelation chapter 4 and verse 6 through 10, the Bible describes God in with these living creatures that are at the throne day and night. They're crying, holy, holy, come on, you know this, holy is the Lord God Almighty. I want you to see there four characteristics of the nature of God when we talk about what the Lord is revealing here. It says, number one, he says that his this creature was like a lion. Everybody say lion. Then it talks about an ox, talks about a human face, and then it talks about an eagle. So I want you to pause right there because we're going to come back to that and break that down. But first, let's talk about what is boldness, okay? And if I could define boldness in my own words, I think it would be living fearless. I think it would be daring to believe, taking risk. One of the root words for faith is to take risks, okay? To not hesitate or think twice. Oftentimes in the supernatural, in the moment you get that first impression, if you don't step out, that second thought will make you doubt it and get out of it. It's so important to listen to those impressions and move in it. To be full of the Spirit, to me, is I think boldness is the result of an overflow of the Spirit of God in our lives. I also believe boldness is an overflow of the nature of Jesus Christ in us. And if I go even further, I think boldness comes from an overflow of Scripture in our lives. So to me, boldness is one of the most powerful characteristics of heaven we can have in our lives. And so let me give you what the Bible defines. It's pretty cool. The Bible in Hebrew describes boldness as living from a place of refuge. Shobabande Hosea. Living from a secret place. Come on here, somebody. I heard Psalm 91 say that what? Huh. He that abides under what? the shadow of the Almighty shall what? Abide under the what? Under the shelter, under the shadow of the Most High God. So abiding in a secret place gives you boldness where thousands can fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but you know it ain't coming near you. You know you may be going to war, but them bullets ain't touching you. Why? Because you're in the shadow. You're in the refuge place, see? So that's where boldness comes from. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Boldness also means to be outspoken, to be frank, to be blunt. Look at it. It means publicity. In Hebrew, it means to be publicity. So when you market your company, that's an act of boldness. See, you don't sell what you don't market. And marketing, biblically, is an act of expression, publicly, boldly proclaiming what you believe. Look at this one. This one's really cool. The word boldness is telos, and it means to set a specific, definite goal. And I like that. I like that a lot for boldness because you usually don't hear a definition like that. To set a definite point or goal and to aim at the limit. My God. In other words, to be bold, sometimes we think that boldness is the absence of fear. But oftentimes, boldness is really doing it in the face of fear. Even with fear, you're still going to do it because you have a goal in mind. You see, I may be in pain, but I'm going to break through this pain because I have a goal. That's boldness. Come on here, somebody. You can throw me in the furnace of the fire, but my eyes will be set on the fourth man because I know that God's able to deliver me from this fire. And even if he don't, you're awfully quiet this morning. Boldness. I have an aim. I have a target. I'm going to be a millionaire before I'm this age. I'm going to buy my home before I'm this age. I'm going to be married before I'm this age. I'm going to see my children serving God. It's going to take boldness to raise your children. It's going to take boldness to take you out of a job that is killing you. It's breaking your back and your knees. And you begin to say, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm called to own my own business. I got to step out on the waters. I got to do something I've never done before. I'm tired of living from paycheck to paycheck. It's time for me to step out on this dream and let God. I need to hear you this morning. Somebody shout yes. So I need a definite goal, and I need to be like a pit bull that I hold on to it and I'm not letting go because I have my eyes on the prize. Can you shout amen? Boldness, believe it or not, also means to exercise courage. In other words, boldness must be intentional. And I love that because oftentimes we think, I don't feel it. I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like going to work. I don't feel like working out. I don't feel like losing weight. I like my cake. I like my this. I like my that. But the Bible talks about exercising courage, being intentional about stepping out on things that are uncomfortable, being intentional about stretching your faith, being intentional about praying like you've never prayed before, being intentional about depositing the word in your life. We must have the law of intentionality functioning in the different areas of our lives. Say, I'm bold. And I like this one. If you can toss me that water bottle right there in the bottom, sweetheart, toss that up. Yep, and so I want you to see, boldness also means to let flow and run like a water flow. It's so interesting that she was talking about today, you know, that the scriptures talks about tithing, he will pour out. See, tithing unlocks a pour, right? And so why? Because finances is a currency. It has a flow. That's why people call it cash flow. And when you cut your flow, you cut your blessing. And how do you cut it? You cut it by dishonoring God with your tithes, with your offering, with your disobedience, with your unbelief. And believe it or not, by not being bold. Boldness means in its original to unlock and release a water flow. So oftentimes the finances in our lives can be a reflection of how much we are walking in the boldness that God has given us. Because to me, boldness is freedom to express who I am. The bolder I am, the freer I am. See, when you have an issue with walking boldly, you're basically saying I'm locked up. I'm holding my full potential. See, boldness unlocks your full potential. Boldness unlocks who you really are. See, you've heard people say, well, you know what? How do you know you've been set free for something? I'll tell you how you know. You know you've been delivered of something when you're no longer ashamed of it. where you can you're no longer ashamed to talk about it because you've been free. Your boldness comes from a place of freedom. You know when you're going to be delivered from that situation? When you know the truth. The truth can then set you free. Knowing, becoming one with your truth, becoming one with, I have a problem. This weight issue, it cannot continue. I can't keep overlooking it and acting like I look cute because I'm bubbly, you know, and what have you. No. My hubby don't need to be holding on to my railings. I need to lose these railings, all right, or vice versa, right? My wife shouldn't be having to hold on to my cinnamon bun rolls and act like it's cute, like I'm her teddy bear. Now, don't be playing with me. Don't get all romantic that kind of way. No, we need a long life. We're talking about legacy here. We're talking about seeing our children's children's children. Come on here, somebody. Someone say yes. So boldness unlocks water flow. See? You got to think, what areas of your life are you walking in fear? And it's holding your full potential. Things that you've been waiting all your life questioning and reasoning and fearing. And sometimes you got to unlock the reason, and you have to lock up that reason and unlock that faith and step out. So when we talk about walking boldly, one of the greatest problems in the body of Christ is walking in fear, living in fear. Fear is the neutralizer for the supernatural. Fear paralyzes the supernatural. Fear paralyzes you from unlocking your full potential. See, fear. That's why people don't win people to Christ. The devil wants to shut your mouth. He wants you to live in fear. He wants to lock you up. What does a lion do? It's funny because the Bible, I'm going to talk about it in a minute, talks about how we are bold as a lion. But then the scripture says that he comes, the devil that is, as a roaring lion. He didn't say he's a lion. He comes as a, because he's always an act. He's always a copy of the original. And so when he comes like a lion, what do lions do by nature? Their roar paralyzes their prey. And that's what the enemy tries to do. That roar is really a lie. It's a small little voice that when you believe it, it becomes a big volume inside of you. You begin to believe something that's not even there. You begin to believe something that doesn't exist. You begin to believe something that God doesn't even know what you're talking about. It reminds me of Catherine Kuhlman when she married a man that was already married, and she was walking down the aisle and God told her, don't marry him. She married him and afterwards finding out that he was married and that she was in adultery. When God forgave her and she let it go, one day she said, God, for 2 years, forgive me, forgive me. And God told her, what are you talking about, Catherine? I no longer remember what you're talking about. Because in the moment you repented, I forgave it and I cleansed it. Can you say amen? So oftentimes the devil's repeating things to you that God don't even remember. So fear paralyzes your potential, your giftings, your creativity. All right? Let me tell you, God has given me so many creative ideas and I've had to repent because I got 20 minutes. Got it. I got to repent because there's been ideas that I never stepped on, multi-million dollar ideas. 20 years ago, I told one of my disciples, he graduated out of UM and he was an aerospace engineer and he was working for Sprint and I don't know what, Motorola, and he would literally design phones 10 years in advance. That's how the companies do it. They'll build like the iPhone, whatever it is, 10, 11, they'll build all the way, let's say up to 20, and then they reverse engineer. And every year they add a software to the finished product. That's how God engineers. He finishes you before he starts you. That'll preach. So really what God is doing is really activating the softwares that already exist in your. It's already inside of you. You just don't even know you've got a greater potential to you. Because you got booties holding you back. You got thighs holding you back. You got clubs holding you back. You got money giving you an oppression for sin. But in the moment, baby, you let go of all this junk, in the moment you loosen up those things that are holding back your dream, God will begin to unlock and deposit the real you. Somebody shout yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Fear. See, it unlocks. So I told him, I said, listen to me. I said, you need to create a charging mechanism that's cordless because I see it in the future. get something that you can just charge the phone just by putting it on somewhere without connecting, because I see the future will be with no more cables. I told them, one day you'll look back and we're like, oh my God, look how ridiculous cables we were charging our phones with. He didn't do it. Right now, it's like a multi-million, billion-dollar industry. Crazy, right? You know how many ideas the Holy Ghost? You know when the Bible says, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches? In what? Glory. Question, what is glory? Glory is the creative realm where God created everything. He created out of glory. Glory is the realm of creativity. So my God will provide all of my needs according to his what? Riches in creativity. You are as rich as you are creative. Look at this. Old Testament acts of, are you getting this? Old Testament acts of boldness. Moses confronting Pharaoh, act of boldness. Moses standing at a Red Sea, act of boldness. Act of boldness. David confronting Goliath, act of boldness. Elijah raining down fire and cutting off the heads of 400 prophets, act of boldness. Jesus whipping up thieves in the temple, act of boldness. Jesus calling himself Messiah, act of boldness. Jesus confronting hypocrites, act of boldness. Jesus converting water into wine, act of boldness. Jesus saying, I am the Father I want, act of boldness. Jesus telling them wait 4 days for Lazarus, act of boldness. Jesus, come on here somebody, declaring he would rise again, act of boldness. Jesus telling Pilate to his face, I am the King of the Jews, act of, shout, I'm bold. It didn't finish there. The acts of the book of Acts is full of boldness. Peter standing up in the upper room, act of boldness. 3,000 coming to the Lord. The apostles praying at the beautiful gate, act of boldness. Apostles preaching in the synagogues in front of the Jews, act of boldness. The apostles being imprisoned. I mean, Paul wrote the majority of the New Testament in a dungeon full of poop, where dung was just hitting his head and he's writing. He's transforming cities through a pen and a letter with poop all over his head. You talk about boldness. You talk about men and women who were thrown into lions' pits and people who were Peter crucified upside down. I mean, it's believed one of the apostles, I believe it was John, I believe it was Bartholomew, I believe, they were skinning him to death. They were peeling his skin off, and while they were peeling his skin off, he would preach louder the gospel. You talk about boldness. You talk about Paul being beheaded to his last moment, boldness. You talk about Stephen. In the moment that they're throwing rocks at him, he's proclaiming Jesus Christ. The heavens open in his act of boldness. Are you hearing me? So the Bible describes the nature of God with these four elements or four characteristics. The lion, the ox, the human face, and the eagle. And we know the lion represents the boldest animal in the jungle. It's not the biggest, but he believes he is. You ever seen that Instagram post where there's a kitten looking into a mirror, but the mirror is not the kitten, it's the lion? That's the attitude of the lion. You see, it's that killer instinct that Kobe Bryant had. It's that killer instinct, right? That Michael Jordan had. It's that killer instinct that you see. I love to watch the Shark Tank with my wife, and I see these sharks just going into negotiations. You see that killer instinct in that entrepreneur that hustled their way to sell their product. It's the difference between being broke and being wealthy. It's that instinct that I won't take no for an answer. It's that mentality that I'm going to preach to you, my brother, whether you like me or not, whether you refuse it or not, whether you reject me or not. Baby, you're going to hear what I got to say. You can say whatever you want, but I'm getting this out of my belly because I got fire in my bones and nobody can shut me up, because you weren't there when bullets going past my head. You weren't there when my daddy and my mama weren't there. You weren't there when I should have been dead. I'm going to open my mouth and speak what God has done for my life. Boldness. He talks about the ox, which is a servant. Service activates the supernatural power of God. He talks about the human face, which represents humility and dependence on God. He talks about the eagle, which is rising up above the circumstance, perceiving danger from afar. But I love how he explains that one of the characteristics to walk in heavenly realms is the expression of the lion. You see, that's why I told you boldness is an expression of heaven. He describes this as something that's at the throne of God. Listen to this. Day and night at the throne, there's the expression of the lion, there's the expression of the ox, there's the expression of the human face, and the expression of the eagle. And God is saying that my heavenly perspective is to see things from a higher reality. You're an eagle. My heavenly perspective is to you to be vulnerable and transparent the way I've called you to be as a human. My heavenly perspective is for you to operate as a servant. That's kingdom. But then he says, my heavenly perspective is for you to learn how to walk in my nature. There's a reason why the Bible calls him the lion of the tribe of Judah. It's one of his natures. It's one of his DNA genetic characteristics. Are you with me? Now, let me close with this. How do we operate in boldness? Write this down if you're taking notes. Number one, it's the very first scripture that I gave you that I opened up with. Intimacy with God. The Bible says those who do know their God. That word know is the Hebrew word yada. And it's the same word that describes when Adam knew Eve. It's an intimate expression. So when we talk about knowing God, we talk about being intimate in his presence. We talk about being intimate into his word. We talk about filling our lives with the nature of Christ. See, the more faith you release, the more Christ's nature arises within you. Christ can only flow out of you to the degree you allow your faith to flow through you. The nature of Christ inside of you is proportionate to how much you are allowing the faith to grow inside of you. And that's directly correlated with our connection with Scripture, with continuously allowing the word of the Lord to fill our lives, which brings me to point number two. Point number two to walking in boldness in any area of our lives is continuously being filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible, we see that in Acts chapter 2 when they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to proclaim. But I love what Ephesians says. I think it's Ephesians 5:16. It says, being filled with the Holy Spirit, not being drunk with wine, but being filled continuously with the Holy Spirit. See, that's why we need a fresh anointing. That's why Jesus said, I'm coming back for virgins full of oil. He said, I want your lamp to be fresh. I don't want to show up and your lamps are dead and empty and old and oxidated. I want you to be full of fresh oil. And notice that the virgins that didn't have, they said, can you share with me? And they said, go buy your own. Go pay your own price. Get up at 5 a.m. Stay up late. Spend time in the word. Wait on the presence of God. Fill yourself up. Pay your own price for your oil. Can you say amen? Number three, I love this one as well. Boldness is released with innocence. See, the Bible says in Acts 4:13, it says, now they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived they were unlearned, ignorant men. They marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. See, innocence is so powerful. Watch this. Innocence. Sense comes from science or knowledge. In no knowledge. In no sense. In other words, I walk in a sense or a knowledge outside of my five senses. I depend not what I see with these eyes, but what I see with these eyes. I depend not what I hear with these ears. I depend on what I hear from my inner man spirit. In no sense. None of these five senses I'm depending on. I'm depending on a superior sense. I'm depending on my faith. Innocence. It's so powerful. In the book of Acts, it says that there was a man who had virgin girls and they would prophesy. See how purity is a flow for the power of God. Jesus said it like this. He said, the pure in heart shall see God. You see, purity activates spiritual senses. You see, there was a time when Zechariah went into the temple. God gave him a vision through an angel that he was going to have a child, and he doubted. And guess what happened? His senses were deactivated because of unbelief. But the Bible says in the moment that he believed, he began to talk. See, your spiritual senses are connected to your degree of faith. You can unlock perception and vision and creativity when you believe 100%. God don't want 90% faith. He don't want 95% faith. He don't want 97%. He wants you to believe 100% in Jesus Christ. Everybody say, I'm 100. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm 100. No, you know, I come to church every once in a while. No, 100. No, you know, y'all, I'll commit when I'm ready. 100! Saturday night, I'm clubbing. Sunday morning, at the church. 100! I praise, worship in church, and I curse in my way in the car with my wife. 100! I get full of the Holy Ghost, but then I get high on the weekend. 100! I love to read the scriptures, but then I love to see porn. 100! I love to worship a holy God, but I love going to bed at night with the other. 100! God don't want no 50% faith or part-time faith. He wants full-time, all in. Come on, somebody in any poker face here? All in. No time to fold. Say all in. I'm going to look at the heaven and say, I'm all in. If anybody want to be my disciple, what is a disciple? A follower of Christ? A learner, a student. You know what the word follow means? It means to mimic. It's like you are literally following in his steps, in his shadow, in his movement. You've seen those mimics, right? Those mimes. When he says, follow me, he's saying mimic, imitate, and follow every step. 100. And I will make you a fish. So you can become a fisherman of men if you're not following. You can't see power where you're not intimate with. God needs you to come boldly and transparently just the way that you are. Not perfect, just the way you are. God, I'm struggling. I'm broke. I've never seen financial freedom in my life, but I'm tired of living this way. I come boldly before you, and I repent for my doubt and unbelief, and it's time for change in my life. Amen? Look at this one. How else can we walk boldly before the Lord? This one is living righteously. Everybody say right. Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked flee when one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. What is righteous? Right standing, in right direction, in right posture, right positioning. See, I'm aligned to the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It gives me boldness. When I know my heart is pure, when I know my conscience is clean, when I know I'm in obedience to the word of God, I'm bold. The Bible says that the righteous live confidently. See, that's where boldness comes from living integrity, a life of integrity. Well, how do I define integrity? Focusing on the details. That's integrity, right? Righteousness. And finally, stepping out on risky faith. Risky faith. See, to me, stepping out on risky faith means to do it afraid. It means to step out on the unknown, not worrying about the fear of rejection. God told Jeremiah, don't look at their faces when you prophesy. Don't look at the natural. See, when you're going to pray for someone sick, and you see this huge leg like that inflated, don't look at the condition. Look at how their foot looks in the spirit and call that into existence. Don't look at your negative bank account. See that bank account full of wealth. Call it into existence. Come on, here, somebody. Don't look at your children as rebels. Call that man of God. Call that woman of God. Call that anointing out of their lives. Speak it into existence. Declare a thing and it shall come to pass. Come on, here, somebody. Let the weak say that I am. Hallelujah. Be willing to take risks. Be willing to step out. Let me tell you something. My life has been known to be this crazy white boy, Hispanic boy from the 305. For those of you who don't know my story, I was raised without my dad, played ball for 14 years. Thought I was this thug, wannabe thug in the streets, gangster, gang banging, shootouts, drugs. Shot at, should have been dead, whatever. But I had an epiphany. I had a moment in my life where bullets were going past my head at 1 a.m. selling dope with a rival gang or whoever the heck they wanted to be. And jumping yards and seeing helicopters, I just realized I was centimeters, inches away from being dead, not seeing my family, anything again. And this brought me to my knees in my room. When I cried out to God, I was so depressed. I was so empty. I was so hurt. Nothing can fulfill me. Women, drugs, clubs, everything. I was so bound, so depressed, so empty, so lonely, so hurt by my father. I hated, I had an anger towards my dad, what he did to my mom. And it was on my knees where I was about to commit suicide that I cried out to God. And on my knees, the moment that the love of God smacked me stupid into the ground and the first tear came down my cheek and anger began to release out of me and I encountered Jesus Christ as more real than my very own oxygen. I was so radically transformed and possessed with love that from that day forward, I never again shut my mouth wherever I would go. I'm telling you, the clubs, the streets, the prostitutes, the thug lords, everywhere, all around. I was a teenager preaching the gospel, leading thousands in front of the clubs. Women with their hoops and their skirts and what have you, just prophesying, women crying and people dropping to the floor, taking microphones from DJs, standing on top of their DJ set, winning the whole party, winning people to Christ, seeing people. My goodness, it was such a fire, but that fire came from knowing God is real. He loves me. He's alive. He's not dead. Boldness. Somebody shout hallelujah. You need to have your own encounter with God. You need to experience that God is not a religion. You've got to experience that the Holy Spirit is not some hocus pocus little shriveling on the back. He's a person. He's real. He wants you to know him. He wants you to experience him. Because the moment you come around him, you're going to burn. Your bones will be on fire with love. I'm telling you, there's nothing I would not do for the Holy Ghost. Jump in the middle of a red light, jump out of my car and start preaching to people. Telling them to put down their windows, giving them a prophetic word in the middle of the red light, receiving Christ under 2 minutes. Going to this Calle Ocho here in Miami, 1.2 million people, taking complete platforms where Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez were performing, and tell them, I got to pray for Venezuela or America or whatever. Tens of thousands of people receiving Jesus at a... I know what I'm talking about. I ain't just preaching this cute message. I've lived it. I know it. I know what it's like having thugs put a gun to my head and a word of knowledge setting me free and saving their lives and throwing the gun and dropping to their knees. I've seen. I've seen the power of boldness in your life. I'm telling you, rise up, church. The best is ahead of you. God has a great plan and a purpose for your life. Rise up like the eagle. Be vulnerable like a human. Serve like the ox. And be bold as a lion. Somebody shout yes. Lift up your hands and praise him. Come on, worship. Don't stop. Don't close your mouth. Release a bold praise. Release a bold worship. Release a bold shout. Release a freedom of expression. Express your love. Express your faith. Express your heart. Express your passion. Express your gratitude. Lift up your voice. Let everything that have breath, let it praise the Lord. Praise him. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Come on, raise the volume. Don't stop. Come on, raise the praise. Don't stop. Come on, raise the boldness. Get free. Get free. Get delivered of fear. Get delivered of doubt. Get delivered of unbelief. Get delivered of shyness and embarrassment. Free yourself. Express yourself. Worship with conviction. Come on, you need a shout in this place. I need you to lift up a shout before the Lord right now. I need you to lift up a shout before the Lord right now. You need to lift up a shout before the Lord. God wants to break and unlock things that have been hidden. Hidden potential, hidden giftings, hidden calling, hidden dreams, hidden visions, hidden goals, abilities. You didn't even know that where there is time to become that millionaire you dreamed when you were a young man or young woman. It's time to see your dream come to pass. The Lord is saying, rise up. Hallelujah. I'm waiting to see who's going to open their water bottle. Who's going to take the tap off? Who's going to take the limits off and let it pour? Let it pour, 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 let it pour. Who's going to take off the religious cap? Who's going to take off the limitation cap? Who's going to take off the fear cap? Who's going to take off that I can't do it? It's never been done. No one in my family's ever done it. I'm here to tell you, you need to step into your place. Step into your place. There's a powerful anointing flowing in this place. I need two or three people that know how to praise to just release it. Release it. Release it. I need two or three people that know how to praise. Just let it loose. Just let it loose. Just let it loose. Let it loose. Let it close your eyes. Come on, cut it loose. Let it free. Let it free. Heaven has freedom of expression. Heaven has freedom to express. Freedom to display the acts of God. Free yourself. Free yourself of your past. Free yourself of the shame. Free yourself of self-sufficiency. I depend on a mighty God. I feel His presence. This is one of our leaders in Supernatural Culture Church in Atlanta. This man bought land with no money. And right now he's building 12 houses, properties. He said, Pastor, I went to the landlord of the land and I didn't have the money. And the moment he told me, I said, I'll be right back. I got the money. Listen to me. The money came after the fact. He didn't have it in the bank. He just stepped out in faith, and now he's a building and a developer of property. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Act of boldness. Act of boldness. You're one step away from seeing heaven on earth. There's a powerful activation going on right now. I want to make a calling today. Because every time it's in the atmosphere, it can't be taught. It has to be caught. You have to catch it in your spirit. And you need to begin to walk in it intentionally so that that anointing, that boldness increases. Boldness is a muscle that must be exercised. So I want, at the count of three, everyone that says, I'm done with fear, I'm done with shame, I want to release my full expression. I want to walk in the fullness of what God has for my life. At the count of three, run to this altar. One, two, three. Run to this altar.
Hallelujah. Death could not hold you down.
This is your time. This is your season. This is your moment. This is your time. Come on, break open, break open. Break open, break open, break, look at him. Break open, unlock yourself. Jesus, God's not through with you. Step out. Come on, minister. You got more inside of you. Come on, get it out. Come on, man of God. You got greatness inside of you, son. Get it out. Up your hands.
Seated in majesty, you are the risen King. Hallelujah, you have won the victory.
Every hand lifted, every eye closed. The time for the enemy to be gripping you and pulling you back and bringing limitations in your mind, those days are over today. I'm here to announce to the spirit realm, we're opening up the cages. And we're letting the lions and the lionesses loose. Come here, man. Come here. I see a lion inside of you. There's great potential inside of you. Lift up your hands. Man, let it out. There's business anointing inside of you. There's creativity. You got to get it out. I see computers and just digitalizing different things and finances and just land and property. My brother, you need to unleash that beast, that Holy Ghost lion inside of you. There's a business anointing that God wants to unlock. I open up the cage. Let the lion come out. I want you to say with me, Lord, today I'm through with fear. Fear has got to go. Get out. Get out! Get out! Every mindset of limitations, I break it. Say, I break it. Everything that's limiting my faith, I break it. Now! Now! Go! And I put my hand on my belly. Say, I put my hand on my belly. Say, I put my hand on my belly. Say, I put my hand on my belly and I unlock boldness, confidence, fearlessness, conviction, authority, faith. Today, the cage is open and the lion is released to roar roar, 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 roar. Come on, somebody, at the count of three, roar. Listen to me. Right now in your spirit, there's an anointing inside of you. There's an activation inside of you. Okay? But if you don't exercise it, it's gone. If you practice boldness intentionally, speaking to people wherever you go about Christ, when you feel fear, you confront it on purpose. Where you've been hindering your faith, you step out by faith on purpose. The things that you were kind of like comfortable with, you start taking some calculated risks. Are you hearing me? And you build muscle. You know how I learned how to hear God besides in my quiet place? I would go to the middle of the mall and I say, God, give me a word of knowledge. Give me somebody's name. The first name that would come up to my mind, Tony. Tony! Everybody look at me like I'm crazy. But how many know if you do that a few times, next thing you know, Andrea's right in front of you. Are you hearing me? It took some bold acts of faith. Were you scared? Oh, hell yeah. Was I afraid? Shake. Many times I was. Do you still shake up sometimes? I do. But what's the difference? I still do it. And when I step out, the power of God comes upon me. Boldness comes out. That's how you got to knock in your next sales. You need to come with that conviction that you know that what you got, people need. We're going to do an activation right now. I'm going to ask the minister or the person in charge to pass out these cards, because we're going to do an act of boldness right now to be able to speak to five people. In your family, in your job, in your neighborhood, in your sphere of influence, to love them, speak to them, share your faith, and lead them to Christ and bring them to the house of God. If somebody can give me an indication who has those cards, and this is what we're going to do. I want you to hand them out to everyone up here and give me one as well so I can give directions. All right, so you're going to, this is nice, you're going to go ahead and hand this out to everyone up here, because whatever we hear, if we don't practice, it doesn't become reality inside of us. So we're going to put our fearlessness into action. We're going to mobilize the boldness of Christ inside of heaven's expression in our earthly expression. So they're going to hand you out this like bookmark type of thing. This is not to throw in the trash or to leave in your car. Put this in your wallet, in your purse, in your pocket, or in your Bible. Wherever it is, and this is just going to be your declaration of boldness for the month of October. And what you're going to do is you're going to write the names of five people right now. I want you to write them down. Grab a pen, pencil, something like that, if the leaders have a pen. And I want you to write it down, because every single Sunday we're going to be praying for these five people in your life. People that you've never talked to about Christ. People that you are ashamed. People that in your job, they don't even know you're Christian. They don't even know you believe in Christ. And now you're going to intentionally begin to pray and nurture and speak and bring those people to this house called Hope Family. So right there where you're at, I want you to fill this out very quickly. I'm going to give it over to the man of God. If you can just fill this out, give them a pen. If they don't have pens, share your pen with your neighbor. Don't worry about any sickness. Holy Ghost got you. You covered in the blood. All right? Fearless. We're talking about fearless, right? Yeah, so we're going to live fearless, wise as serpents, but bold as lions. All right, share it. Friend, a girl, a brother, a neighbor, a sister, a mom, an uncle, a boss, a co-worker, an enemy. Write them down. See, maybe some of you are afraid to confront them enemies that have tried you. All right, how about we confront it instead of with a weapon? Our weapon is love. We're going to spit straight up bullets of love. Fill it out. Every name that comes to your mind and to your heart. This is the fearless challenge. Throughout this month, Every service here, we need to pray for these souls. Intercessors, you need to be praying for this every day. When you go home, lay your hands upon this and start praying for your mama, for your brother, your uncles, your children, your cousins. Start praying for these people. And then not only are you going to pray for them, then you're going to speak to them during the week. Invite them to lunch. Bless them with a gift. Give them some love. Give them, start nurturing their spirit and sharing your story. And say, you know what? I want to invite you to a place of hope. I want to invite you to a family where you won't be judged. You'll feel loved. And you invite them and you bring them in your car and you have them come and you call them and you make sure that they come. This is our fearless activation in this day. As soon as you got it, lift it to the sky. Let's do the first initiation prayer this morning. Father, we thank you for every life represented in this fearless challenge. Father, I pray that family and friends and loved ones would come to the gospel, would come to the feet of the cross of Jesus Christ. That you would give such a boldness in your people, such an authority in your people. Maybe there's someone in here that's a boss and they're going to boldly ask for a raise. Maybe there's someone that they've been living in sin and they're going to boldly say, I can't keep living in sin. Maybe it's someone that's been holding back a business idea and they're going to step out and go on their own and say, you know what, I'm tired of living broke. Father, right now, every name in this place that's on this marker of success and greatness, we activate the anointing now. We declare the spirit of boldness to share our faith, to win the lost, to invite them to Hope United, and to see, Father God, the kingdom of heaven come into every area of our lives. We bless it, convict them, open their eyes in Jesus' name. How many can say amen? Were you blessed?
Yes.
Were you blessed? How many received the impartation? How many of you are going to put it to practice? For the righteous are as bold as a lion. God bless you.
Amen.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.